At the Inspirational Living Podcast, we encourage entrepreneurship. But if you've ever tried to start a new business, it seems like your to-do list keeps growing every day. Finding the right tool that not only helps you out, but simplifies everything, can be a real game changer. For millions of small business owners, that tool is Shopify. 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. is powered by Shopify. Do you know why? Well, for one thing, Shopify has hundreds of ready-to-use templates that make it easy to build a beautiful online store to match your brand's style. Shopify also accelerates your content creation. They're packed with helpful AI tools that write product descriptions, page headlines, and even enhance your product photography. And perhaps most importantly, Shopify provides world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping, to processing returns and beyond. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling at shopify.com/inspirational. Go to shopify.com/inspirational. shopify.com/inspirational. Welcome to Our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Nuggets of New Thought by William Walker Atkinson, published in 1902. There is plenty of sunshine in life, if you only look for it. And there is plenty of shadow in life, if you only look for it. But in the things that seem all shadow to others, you will find the sunshine if you but train yourself to always look for it. It is true that what may seem bright sunshine to you, others will find nothing but shade. For they are afflicted with a mental cataract that shuts out all the rays of the sunshine of life. But when you learn to love the sunshine and look forward to seeing it always, you seem to draw it to you. The law of attraction brings to you your share of the sunshine with which the world is plentifully supplied. But if you fall into the habit of looking for and expecting the shadow will always be found. It is astonishing what a change of mental attitude will make. Change your mental attitude, and the whole world seems to change. It is like taking off the dark glasses that have caused the world to seem gloomy, and seeing the brightness and colors of the world. Many of you have been making dark dungeons of your minds. You have steadily shut out the sun, and your minds have become musty, damp, and mildewed. Across the floor crawl noxious creatures. The slimy form of fear drags itself slowly along, leaving its track behind. The hideous shape of jealousy eyes you from one corner, a creature of darkness. The venomous reptile hate shows its fangs. The vampire worry flits across the chamber. Fearful shapes are there glowering in the darkness, frightful forms crouching corners and recesses. All is gloom, darkness, horror, a fit breeding place for the foul creatures who fear the light, a fit nursery for monsters. Look within the dark chambers of your mind. See what it really is. See what it generates. Look within. Look within. Ah, do you see it at last? No wonder you shriek with terror. No wonder you turn away with horror. No, no, do not turn away. Look and see yourself as you are. You need the lesson. Now that you see what you have been carrying around with you and are sickened at the sight, start to work to remedy the evil. Throw wide open the doors. Throw open the windows of the soul. Ah, yes, never fear. There is plenty of sunshine in the universe. Plenty for all of you. There is an infinite supply. Draw it to you. Take it freely. It is there for you. It is your own. Your very own. It is as free as the air and the material sunshine. There is no tariff on it. It is not controlled by any trust or combine. It is not adulterated. It is everywhere, everywhere. Here is life and happiness for you. Here is peace for you. Here is joy for you. Open wide your windows. Open wide your doors. I hear you say that you cannot dispel the gloom with which you are surrounded. Nonsense. Do you not know that darkness is not a positive thing? It is the essence of negation. It is not a real thing at all. It is merely the absence of light. And here you have been for all these years, believing that the darkness was a real thing that you could not get rid of. Just stop for a moment and think. If a room in your house is dark and gloomy, do you hire a man to shovel out the darkness? Do you attempt to do it yourself in your desire for light? No, of course you don't. You just raise the shades and throw open the shutters and the sunshine pours in. And lo, the darkness is vanished. So it is with the gloom of the soul, the darkness of the mind. It is a waste of energy to attempt to dig away the darkness, to cast out the shadows. You'll never get light in that way. All that you need to do is to recognize the advantage of light, the fact that light is to be had, that there is plenty of it anxiously waiting to be let in. Then all that you need to do is to let a little sunshine in. Don't be afraid. You're living in your own home. This universe was built for you to inhabit, to occupy, to enjoy. Do not feel strange. Make yourself at home. The wonderful laws of nature, those which have been discovered and those which remain to be discovered, are all laws for your use. That is, when you grow large enough to understand how to make use of them. Did you think you were here by chance, or that you were an alien? If so, learn better. You are to the manner born. You are the heir. Everything around the place is for your use when you grow up. No one can dispossess you. No one can put you out. You are at home. Do you long for another home? Do you fret and chafe at the trials and troubles of this world and imagine that somewhere else things will be better? Well, they'll never be better for you until you have met and conquered the trials and troubles of this place. You are just where you belong. You are surrounded with just the things you need. You are getting just what you deserve. And until you learn the truth of this, you will have the same surroundings, the same environments. And then, when you learn that the things around you are all right, that you are being treated justly, Now you are getting just what you have attracted and are attracting to yourself. Then you will be ready for the next step in the journey. And you will have new surroundings and new environments, new tasks, new lessons, new pleasures. I hear some of you talking about death. You seem to think that you will be another order of being as soon as you take your last breath upon earth. You talk about being a spirit by and by. Do I believe this? Of course I believe it. I know it. But I also know something else, and that is that you are a spirit now, just as much as you will be in another world. Did you think that some wonderful essence was going to grow from you, and that that essence would be what you call a spirit? Nonsense. You are the spirit, and the not you part which will be discarded never was you. The you which says I am is the real thing, the real self. And the rest of you is but tools and instruments which you are using. Why can't you see this? You talk about my soul, my spirit, and so on. Why, the thing which is thinking and speaking, you, is the soul and spirit of which you are talking. You talk as if the physical part of you, which is changing continually, was you. You are like the boy with the old knife. He was continually having the knife repaired. He had had 7 new blades and 3 new handles put on it, and yet it was the same old knife. Why, you could step right out of your body and it would be the same old you. You could discard your body just as you do your clothes, and yet you would be the same individual. What's the use in being afraid? Nobody can hurt the real you. You cannot be wiped out of existence. If a single spirit atom should be destroyed, the entire structure would smash up. You cannot be banished from the universe, for there is nowhere else to put you. You cannot get outside of the universe, for there is no outside. There is no place for you outside of everywhere. You also talk about time and eternity. Why, you're in eternity right now. You are right in it this moment. It is always today. Tomorrow never comes. And you are right at home in the universe, and always will be. You are always there, for there is nowhere else to go. So what's the use in being afraid? Who's going to hurt you? They can't kill you. They can't put you out of existence. They cannot expel you from the universe. So what are they going to do about it anyhow? And after all, who are they? You talk as if there were outside forces and influences antagonistic to you. Outside of what? No matter what beings of earth or air there may be, they are creatures like yourself. They are all a part of the whole thing, all made of the same material. All come from the hand of the same maker. You are all cut from the same piece of goods. So make yourself at home. Take a look around you and see what a nice bit of the universe you have to live in. Some of your family have been trying to occupy the whole house instead of only their share of it. But those things are gradually working out, and all will be better within a comparatively short time. This is going to be a better world to live in when we take time to think a little. And you'll be around to enjoy it when it comes. Never fear. You cannot get away, even if you want to. And what's the use of waiting for tomorrow? There's lots of things in which you can find happiness today, if you will only stop worrying about tomorrow. The little child knows more about enjoying life than you do. The little child feels at home anywhere and starts in to enjoy it and get the most out of it. You are at home here, just as much at home as is the fish in the sea, the bird in the air. Realize this and make the most out of it. Stop being afraid. Stop fretting. Stop worrying. Realize that yesterday, today, and tomorrow, you are here in the universe. It's a good universe, and it grows better as we grow in wisdom to take advantage of its goodness. And it is not yet sunup here. Great things are before us, and you will see them and take part in them. Make yourself at home, for you are going to be around here for some time.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a United Healthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about United Healthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.